Loyalist Township staff are looking at bringing forth a proposal to permit 4 units as of right in all urban serviced areas. This is an increase from the 3 units as of right currently permitted through Ontario's Bill 23, More Homes Built Faster Act of 2022. Allowing 4 units as of right to support infill development in low-density neighborhoods is a minimum program requirement to apply for the large urban stream of the Housing Accelerator Fund. These actions come as part of the township's council-endorsed action plan for the fund. According to staff, the initiative aims to accelerate the supply of housing by increasing the number of units that can be constructed on a single lot. It also promotes additional infill opportunities within existing established neighborhoods. A statutory public meeting was held last week to obtain public input. Staff noted that all input will be considered as they prepare the final proposal. Development Services Manager Andrea Furness explains how the number of units will work.
These applications are being proposed where there's a principal dwelling on the lot, which could be a single detached dwelling, semi, or a townhome. And it could contain 3 extra units within the main dwelling, or it could be in the form of 2 within the dwelling, and then 1 as a detached unit, like a coach house.
Furness spoke about regulations they'll be looking to impose as well.
We're proposing zoning performance standards to further regulate the additional units, such as requiring an additional parking space for each unit, and provisions to ensure that the units are secondary to the main principal dwelling house. For the detached units, location, height, and setbacks are also being implemented as well.
Furness spoke about lots and dwellings outside the urban area.
In addition to the urban area, we've also included updated official plan policies for 1 additional residential unit outside the urban areas, so our rural areas and our hamlets, we already have some official plan policies to that effect, and then now we're implementing them through zoning as part of this exercise as well.
Furness detailed some of the difficulties they may face.
Some of the proposed regulations that we're proposing will be difficult to meet in some areas of the townships, particularly in more newer, higher dense subdivisions, primarily due to parking constraints. As an example, for a lot in a new urban subdivision to accommodate 4 units, they would require 5 parking spaces, which is not feasible in majority of the newer subdivisions. Setbacks for detached units could also be limited. On some of the smaller residential lots in new subdivision as well. We've received some public comments to that effect. We'll be reviewing them in greater detail in order to make appropriate changes before we bring a recommendation report back to council.
Furness explained how they'll be looking into parking issues.
Any potential reduced parking requirements requires a much larger review and analysis, which we're doing as part of the overall zoning bylaw review with a traffic and parking consultant. So at this time, we're not proposing any reductions to parking spaces for any second units.
Furness detailed their next steps.
So overall, this is our first draft. We'll be reviewing all feedback received, including comments we already have, and we'll come back to council with a recommendation.
For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.